Hi there. Hi, Brandon. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. John wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service and answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate for your young company. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
My day's going good. How's yours?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. So, you know, Brandon, I've got your file here in front of me, and you've been with, Town Square for about 45 days, so about a month and a half?
You said Town Square?
Is it Town Square or Brand Wrap?
Oh, well, this is what's going on about that. So I'm with this company called Get Page Hub.
And
And what they did was they put me in about 50 to 70 directories.
It's about 50.
So between 50, I think 50 to 70 directories. So when you go through all those, you will see all my.
No, I do see some online content for you. That's why I was looking at, I thought it might be PageHub, Townsquare, BrandRep, one of those companies.
It's PageHub.
It's PageHub, yeah. I can see that you are, I mean, I guess for lack of a better word, professionally optimized, because you do have a lot more directories than most businesses would have. PageHub, if they're telling you 70, I still see a 43% listings inaccuracy, and that's from missing content, meaning you're not 100% optimized as far as what Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. I can count out the different directories individually, but it looks like it's about 50. It's not the 70 that Google wants to see. We are a Google Premier partner. We've been part of that partnership program for almost 6 years. Ever since that program started, we were one of the very first companies to partner up with Google. I don't even think PageHub has been around for 6 years. In fact, PageHub was started by one of our former employees. Training. Yeah. He got, at least a lot of the knowledge from working with us, but we get a lot of our knowledge from working with Google. Google gives us the updates when they change their map algorithm, meaning when they want additional directories, we create them. Sometimes they say, do not create these directories anymore. We don't index these directories anymore. We'll stop creating that content. And it is over 70 different directories, not just the 50 that you've got or 50 or so that you've got. We're talking about things that, you know, something like a PageHub or a brand rep, certainly most consumers would not think to create Opendy, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, Rate It All, About Us. I mean, you do have Hot Frog, Kudzu, you've got Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. You've got some of the more well-known directories, but, you know, those things that no one's ever heard of, most even so-called SEO companies don't create. Those directories are equally weighted by Google. They're as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. And, well, you know, don't get me wrong. You know what PageHub has done for you, if you did not have, you know, that 20, 30-mile radius, if you weren't, you know, servicing kind of the northwest Arkansas area, if you did not have a lot of competition, you might have better placement. I do see, you know, for some keywords you've got placement, but for a lot of the keywords that people will type in, the big ones, lawn care, lawn maintenance, lawn mowing, lawn care service, I mean, you're not showing up on the first page for those searches. If you do a search on your phone, you're going to see your business because it's going to give you the most relevant listing for your location. Google will default towards proximity, meaning that, you know, the closer we get to your zip code, the better your placement is, but that doesn't help you when you're doing a 20, 30-minute drive, right? If you're looking 15 to 20 miles out, you need better placement.
I mean, a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
So I got a question. Okay, so when you say first page, okay, so I'm on Google right now, and I just made a new page on Google. So when you say first page, can you give me an example when you mean by first page?
Yes, of course.
And I'm going to type it in just to see what you're talking about.
Okay, perfect. So let's do, do you do any landscaping, or is it mostly lawn maintenance, lawn service?
Yeah, I do both of it. I am doing both of those. Okay. Landscaping and lawn care.
Okay. So, and you're based out of Springdale, right? That's kind of home base for you? But
yes.
you'll do Fayetteville, Johnson, Goshen, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And what you'll love about our service is that, it's very targeted marketing, meaning that you'll be showing up in specific zip codes, subdivisions even, where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Any service that you provide, your company will pop up for those different services, those different search phrases.
Right. And remember, I just started this company.
Correct.
I'm nickel and dominant right now.
There
nickel and dominant. I'm using.
Payships are pretty pricey, aren't they? I mean, how much are they charging you in a month?
They basically charging me $200 a month for their starting pack, for their startup package. That is what I'm paying.
Right.
That is what I'm paying right now. And they told me once I get more customers in, then they will look at it and see if I can go to the next tier.
Okay.
They put me on a budget where I can actually afford it. And that's the reason why I'm with it right now, because they within my price range where I can afford it, because I'm a startup company. And I only have two customers. That's all.
Oh.
That's really all I have.
Oh,
that's
wow. You need a lot more than that. I mean, I know that you do landscape installs, but landscape installs are one and done. A lot of your bread and butter is going to be repeat business for lawn care, you know, every other week.
Until this is seasonal. So when late November, December, there's that dead end right there.
Exactly.
That dead end.
Lawns don't grow. No one wants to have landscape installed because it's not going to survive.
Right.
So we need to get this going now. This is the best time.
Right.
That's actually why we're calling through the area. So
right.
I typed in landscaping, and I'm trying to give PageHub the benefit of the doubt here. I'm keeping it as close to home as I possibly can, but landscaping is a major service that you provide. I typed in landscaping Springdale AR, okay? So we're talking about your own hometown for one of your primary services. And when I type that in, and you can be anywhere in the world, typing in landscaping Springdale AR. So we're telling Google to show us the recommended landscaping companies in Springdale, Arkansas. And you can do that search anywhere in the world. It's not defaulting towards proximity because it's a specific location. It's not landscaping near me or best landscaping companies or whatever it is, right? I'm typing in a specific city. So you can see when someone does that. You'll likely see something very similar, Green Earth Lawn and Landscaping, Vale Landscaping and Maintenance, Mulch and More Springdale. If you click on the little arrow that points to more businesses, you'll see a Professional Landscaping Company, Garcia Lawn Care Solutions, A&B Landscaping, Ace of Blades. I don't see your business popping up on that first page for that particular keyword, right? Now you want to be you want to show up for landscaping, lawn care, lawn maintenance, lawn mowing service, you know, landscape installation, landscape design. You want to show up for all of those because those are different ways that people will type in when they are looking for a guy who can do what you can do. And that's what you want.
Right.
You don't want to rely on someone who already knows the name of your company. You don't want to rely on someone who's going to type in only one of a handful of keywords. You want to be found in your service area for any service that you provide, no matter what people type in, no matter what device they're looking on, whether it's a computer or a smartphone, a tablet, vehicles with internet access, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa. So, again, the businesses that pop up on the first page are only there because they have more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. Don't get me wrong. You've got some placement. If I type in your zip code, if I, and again, you know, most people are not going to do this, but I'm trying to get as specific as I can. If I type in Lawn Care Springdale AR 72764.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind, gotcha. When I'm typing in lawn care, that's part of your business name. True Way Lawn Care LLC. So I'm typing in about half of your business name, and I am typing in your hometown with your zip code. So I would definitely expect to see your company pop up on that first page. So I look for Lawn Care Springdale AR 72764. I see Ace of Blades. I see, again, Garcia Lawn Care. I see Green Earth Lawn and Landscaping. So Green Earth was on the first page for landscaping. They were in the top spot. Now they're in the third spot, okay? If I click on, again, more businesses, it goes down NWA Turf again, Calderon Landscaping, Evergreen Lawn. So these are companies that are well optimized, whether they're doing it in-house or they're paying someone else. Again, you see some of the same companies popping up for different services. Obviously, you know, if you're doing lawn care, you're doing landscaping, you're going to be popping up for these types of services. But I mean, I am doing everything short of typing in your business name, right? I'm typing in Lawn Care Springdale, your zip code even, and your business isn't popping up. The reason it's not popping up is these other companies have more content relating to that search. And, you know, not all of them are even in your zip code. You know, we're talking about True Green Lawn Care.
Yeah, hey, a clean cut lawn is popping up in Fayetteville.
Exactly.
On the spring. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I got you.
So,
I'm following you.
So again, you know, the same way, I mean, if I liken it to the old yellow pages, right? The businesses that were at the beginning of the alphabet got more phone calls. If you remember 20, 30 years ago, there were AA this, AAA that. All of these businesses had a string of A's at the beginning of their name because it put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically because the yellow pages indexed alphabetically. People would, you know, flip to lawn care. They'd flip to landscaping. They'd start calling from the beginning of the alphabet, and the companies that started with an A or several A's got more phone calls. It almost works the same way, at least to the point where the guy we call, the guy who answers the phone, and the guy who's available and has a fair price is the guy that we hire. Only most people make those phone calls off of Google. Google does not index by the alphabet. They index by relevant content. They look for, you know, directories that they can trust, directories that are proven, and the more directories that list those services in that area, Google has the algorithm that ranks businesses according to that. So, they're not doing it for you. I type in lawn care, your hometown, your zip code, you're not showing up on that first page. So, you need more content. You need more programming, right? You need more directory submissions, even if people aren't aware of them. Google's aware of them. Google trusts them. Google indexes them. We create 70-plus directories that are all equally important. We'll make sure that any information that is already out there for your business is accurate. There's a couple of things, too, that we would want to fix here. The consistency of the branding of the business name. Now, True Way is basically one word, although it's capitalized both the T and the W, right? True Way, but no space between.
True Way.
You do want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name, right?
Right. That's correct, yes.
And then, you know, the phone number that we're speaking on, that's the number that you want your customers to call. That's the number that you want to be found online, right? The 479-276.
Until I'm able to get a business.
A different phone number. Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, so... When I do that search, I see a Google listing, right? It's got the 103 Pierce Avenue, and it's got all the information accurate, true way, with the TNW capitalized, but no space in between, lawn care.
Well, and I need to hide that. I need to hide that address because that's actually
do that for you. Is that a home address? It's a residence, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So we will use that existing Google listing. We're not going to create a new one. What we will, though, do is gain managerial access to it. If you're not already set up as the owner of that listing, we will set you up as the owner of that. We have managerial access to make changes, though. So we will hide that physical address. You're service-based. You go out to the customer. No one comes to you anyway. We want to be clear on that point, I should say, to Google, and they'll hide that physical address. Because technically, they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on a door if you're out in the field and you're not answering that door. Now, you've got a Facebook page, which just has your zip code. That's fine. That's not a big inconsistency. At least the phone number is correct. But short of that, there's a Where To listing. There's a Hot Frog that has Springdale, the zip code, but then again, not applicable for a physical address, which is fine. But for the most part, it's missing content. Okay, we're talking about 95% listings inaccuracy. Some of that is just nitpicking either the zip code or the address itself, but it is almost all of it is no active listings, you know? And you've been with PageHub for how long now?
I talked to them today, and they told me 45 days.
But when did you sign up with them?
Probably a little longer than that.
I'd say probably maybe
like 2 or 3 weeks before that.
So 2-3 weeks, you're looking at about 20 days plus 40 days, 45 days. So is it accurate to say you signed up with them about 2 months ago?
Sounds about right, yep.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the thing. They would have created the content already. I would be able to index it. So I did a search. I put it into our system, and I'm typing in your business name. If I redo it without your physical address, it won't show the Google listing because it's not matching. Google will only match it if it's got an address, but like I said, we're going to hide it. But you've got Google, you've got Facebook, you've got a couple of other listings for you, but you don't have what's important. And I mean, I'm a little surprised, not a little surprised, or I'm disappointed for you is what I'm trying to say here. I mean, you've been with them for 2 months and you're at a 95% listings inaccuracy, meaning, you know, like I said, when I type in half of your business name, I type in your whole physical address, meaning anything you want to show up, which is your city, state, and zip code, not that street address, you still don't pop up. You know.
Oh wow.
No,
oh,
don't
wow.
Get me wrong. If I type in Trueway Lawn Care or Trueway Lawn Care LLC, your business pops up. Which is fantastic if you're a 30-year-old business and people know the name of your company but they don't know your phone number and they try to find you so they can call you. That's not the case here. You have not been around long enough for traditional word of mouth, nor for someone not only to recommend you to someone else, or even to continue to use your services on a regular basis. Some people get landscaping redone every year, right, or retouched every year. People do lawn care. They might be doing it every other week or even once a month. But for your services, this is going to work for you because when you're actually on that first page of Google, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where people go when they don't know who to call. You don't have enough content to be there. And when you tell me have you made a second payment or are you about to make a third payment, it sounds like, you know, we're going to get you there a lot faster, okay? I can... if I put in, it's officially a friends and family.
You're making me feel bad, man. You put the dagger in my heart.
I'm trying hard not to.
But it's a education. organizational learning thing that I need to know based on me being a paying customer and not getting the services that
I feel bad. I mean, think about it. If someone paid for your services and you mowed, or just say you just did the edging, you didn't mow the lawn at all, you just did the edging, or you put half the sod down, or you did a flower bed, but you didn't put in all the flowers.
I didn't do no. I didn't. Yeah.
They're not going to. That person's not going to want to use you anymore. They're not going to want to recommend you to their friends. They're not going to be satisfied with the job that you did.
So here's a question for you. Okay, so I'm planning on going for my chemical license in August.
Okay.
I took my chemical test through the Arkansas Agriculture. I passed a 2-part test and I passed one test. And I'm going to go take, they told me that I can take the one that I didn't pass in August. And I pass, I can do chemical treatment like TruGreen, Fairway, all them. I can do that. And so with that being said, that's going to be another job that I can be doing.
So even this season, before the end of it, at least, if the last few months of it, you'll be able to offer that service, those services.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So one thing I also want to tell you, we'll update anything free of charge.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yep.
Licensing,
any of that. We can update websites for you, update content on directories for you. We'll be able to do any of that, all of that, never any additional cost for it. Now, what I was going to say. Go ahead.
They charge me to add photos and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
That's horrible. And then that's like you saying, look, I know you wanted a flower bed, but you're gonna have to pay extra if you want me to actually put them in the ground. I got the flowers for you. I here they are. You can put them in the ground yourself, or you can pay me extra to do it for you. And they'll be like, hey, what are you talking about? I hired you as a landscaper. Aren't you gonna put the flowers? Yeah, it's gonna cost you extra. I'll put the flowers in, but it's gonna cost you extra. That's just ridiculous.
Right.
That's silly. They're doing you dirty. Hate to say it. What I'm gonna do, and it's the only thing I can do to get in the neighborhood here, it's gonna be coded officially as a friends and family rate. I could put in a new business rate. That's gonna cut it almost in half from what would have otherwise been $399 down to $249. I want to keep you in the same ballpark. Actually, the friends and family rate is $199. I'm not going to, of course, be able to tell my supervisor that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school. I'm just going to be honest with them. I'm going to tell them, you're a young business. You've got Angie's or Home Advisor. You've tried Page Hub. Neither of those are working for you. He's going to laugh and say, oh, God, Page Hub, okay. Because, obviously he knows the owner of the company. As I mentioned, he used to work for us. If I say, hey, look, can you do me the favor?
Yeah.
I know he has in the past, a lot of it too, because of the pandemic, not so much this year, but last year we were trying to do this for everybody we could, make it affordable. We got to help you out. Businesses are still trying to grow, still trying to thrive. People, if they're able, they're going to look for those services. So I know he has made this, acceptable.
And I only got two customers out of the whole thing.
The hardest part about it is that first year. The hardest part about it is getting your foot in the door. The best part about it, though, is the quality of work that you'll do, the passion you're going to put into your work. People are going to notice that. They're going to use your services not just week after week or month after month for lawn care. They're going to use your services. They're going to recommend you to others. Every season they're going to want you back, right? So you're going to be able to pick up more clients, even scale up your business, hire more guys and things like that. So the friends and family rate is $199, and it's going to come with no setup fee, okay? So I'm going to tell my supervisor, this is why I'm asking for it. I've known him for, over 9 years. April 17th was my 9-year anniversary with this company. So I'm pretty sure if I ask, he's going to understand why I'm asking. Now, we will do a website for you as well, okay? Because I know you've got someone building that website. Is PageHub still trying to crank out a website 60 days later?
No. So there's another company that actually already did the front end and the back end of it.
How long did it
take? The name of the company, let me think. So maybe a couple months ago, they have been, and the name of the company is called Free Website Guys.
Right. Gotcha.
And what they do, they build you the website, but what they do is offer you extra services that will make
that's what you need. Any website. I mean, a website's only as valuable as the number of eyes that'll see it, no matter how nice it was. I mean, even if, you know, it was a $20,000 website, and believe me, $20,000 websites exist, right? But if they don't have the right optimization, if they don't have the off-page optimization, if they're not backlinked to the content Google looks at, that's basically the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. People will not see it. They won't find it, again, unless they know the name of the company. A digital business card is not what someone wants. You want people to find you on their own without your help. So we can promote that website, or if it's not active right now, I would want to...
No, it's not active right now. They got me going through WordPress.com and through Bluehost.
Okay. So
they're basically the same thing.
We'll be able to do that for you and do it in short order, meaning about 3 or 5 business days, we'll be able to create that website for you. Like I said, the building of the website's included. The hosting, maintenance, and updating not only of the website but all the content is also included at no additional cost. So with my supervisor's approval, that friends and family rate, that $199, would be the exact cost, and it would never go up. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. So it's an exact amount and a fixed rate. So it'll be that exact amount, as long as you choose to use the service. Again, we offer our services month to month. So.
And I was actually sitting down looking at my finances. I got so many other services, sir. What did you say your name was?
My name is Paul.
Paul. Okay. Yeah. So, Mr. Paul, I got a whole bunch of services. And these people, and it came to the point to where I had to start a new account. I had to call my banking institution. I had to call them and ask them if they can create me another banking account.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have so many people pulling money out and I have nothing coming in.
Oh, wow.
It was that bad, because it seems like they offer me all this, but I'm not getting nothing in. So I was losing money, then gaining money.
Right.
And so, I'm like really scared to like even buy any other services, because I feel like they just trying to like just pull money and not, they guarantee me these hosting dreams, but these hosting dreams ain't nothing but,
empty promises, yeah. So with us, it's entirely performance based on our end, meaning we have to keep your phone ringing. We have to send you that work. We have to keep you a satisfied client for you to want to stay with us long term. Like I said, it's month to month on our end. But let me put it to you this way, that friends and family rate is below what it's going to cost us to get things going for you. We're not locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. We just know that we're going to keep you a satisfied client, and it'll work out for everyone in the end, okay?
Okay.
So
yes, sir.
Being that if I can get that $199, keep it priced right what you're paying now, but get you better results, and you'll be able to see it. You'll get a tracking and reporting system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll be able to see all the content that we create. Every directory that we have that we'll create for you, those 70 directories, they will all have their own clickable icon within your client dashboard. You can click on that information. You can see that that content has been created, that it's consistent with the services that you provide. And that, again, that's what's going to make the difference for you. The content that Page Hub was supposed to do, or maybe they don't even know to create that stuff. They certainly haven't done it yet. I looked for that scan through the business information. They just didn't do it yet. So if it's 2 months down the road. Now, if it was 2 days, maybe 2 weeks, I would say, okay, fine. I mean, maybe they're in the process of getting it done. But when you're telling me 45 days plus 2 or 3 weeks, they've dropped the ball. They've lost it in the bushes. You know, they don't even know where it is to pick it up. So, let me get this going for you. I messaged my supervisor when I first brought it up. I should hear back from him in a second if I can do that $199. Trueway Lawn Care LLC, that's how we want the company to stay branded online, right? We already know that the phone number we're speaking on, that's the number. No physical address to promote because you are service-based and no customers come to you, okay?
Right. And my city, I talked to my city, and they told me since I don't have a business office, I cannot work out of my home. The only thing that I can do is administration work. That's the only thing that I'm allowed to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I can't have no flyers. I can't have no advertisement in front of my home where people going can come.
Yeah. Right.
That's
what
they told me.
Yeah, that's fine. So you're going to be listed on Google City and State, no physical street address, nothing to connect your physical residence with any business work that you're doing. I know you run the company out of the home. Most service-based businesses do. You do not need an outside shop or even a small office to conduct business. We're not going to promote that physical address anywhere online. Okay. Now, if I can hear back from my supervisor and get that $199 approved, Brandon, I think the reason that John even wanted me to speak with you is he said that if we can show you a better option, you'd be willing to do that today, right?
Yes.
I think I've done that. Brandon, what is your last name, sir?
It's McDaniel, McDaniel.
McDaniel. And Mr. McDaniel, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
For since I'm going to be doing it from my company, it would be I'm going to use my business for that.
Uh-huh.
And that is B as in boy, McDaniel, McDaniel, 84 at TruewayLawnCareService.net.
Okay. And then when we contact you, we use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Any of those?
I answer through my phone, so you can call me, text me, email me.
Any of them.
You know.
And that's best because, you know, if we don't reach by phone, we'll leave a text, you know, especially for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. Mr. McDaniel, I just heard back from my supervisor. Let me pull that up real quick here. I heard that chime. It says, Paul, for this still young company, especially one that tried PageHub, and he says, I didn't think that would work for them, and I'm not surprised that it did. And so that's kind of mean but true. It says, I'm more than happy to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $199 with the website included. He says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company to continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the service that they need. and then it actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny. It's also very true. Like I said, I try not to go below the new business rate. That's already below our operating costs. But I know my supervisor realizes this is the best time for a business like yours to be found online. He knows that we'll be able to keep you there, keep you happy, keep you satisfied. Now, your business is seasonal, and we can promote you seasonally as well, meaning that you can pause the service. Obviously, we would expect November, December, January, even February, if winter sticks around and you know, you're not really getting up and doing things in March, just let us know. You know, it's paused during the off season. Billing is paused too. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. Okay. So it's going to be that $199. That is the out the door cost. Like I said, there's no setup fee. Okay.
Okay. So here's another question though. So, can you do two split payments?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Are you talking about two separate credit cards or two separate days that we would bill on the same card? Okay, so two separate cards. I gotcha.
Yes, sir.
So let me get the billing information for the first one. And what would be the amount that you would want to do as far as the split payments go? And I'll try to...
So it would be $100 a piece. Basically, it's $200.
Yeah, the,
so
the one will be $100, one will be $99.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. And then is the name on the cards the same? Is it your name, the business name, or is there a difference?
My name.
Your name, Brandon McDaniel, on both of those cards. All righty. And then this first one's going to be for $100. Is it a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Let me see just a second. Let me look real quick. And then what I do is I'm going to call them and have them cancel my service with them. So let me look. Just a second. I'm sorry. Just take it. I got to look through my...
That's okay.
Because I got a photo of it.
the other card you've got as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's going to... Yeah, just be patient with me until I find it. So that one is that's a different card, okay. Okay, I'm ready. That was going to be a MasterCard. Hello.
All right. We said the name on that card is just your first and last name. There's no middle initial on that MasterCard.
Right.
Okay. And then what is the billing address of that card? Is it the 103 Pierce?
No, this is going to be a different address.
Okay. You said that was a MasterCard.
MasterCard.
Okay, that should start with a 5. If you want to read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll read it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Yeah, 5328.
Yes, sir.
393932.
Okay.
8814.
All right.
4234.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
It's
12 of 26, and then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
It's 485.
485. So I've got 485 on the back of that card, December of 2026, the expiration date. And then the card itself was that 53-28, 39-32, 88-14, 42-34.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, I know we're doing a split payment today, but moving forward, which of these two cards would be the one that you would want to keep on file for?
It's going to be the second. It's going to be the second card that I'm about to get.
That's perfect, because the one I put in second overwrites the one that's first. That's why I was asking you. And then the second one will stay on file. And then what is the billing address of this particular card?
This one's going to be 1640.
Okay.
Wilson Court, 72756.
72756. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, and we're going to do that for just the 100 even.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's actually showing up as Rogers, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me update that there. I just have to create two separate invoices here. Well, not 100% surprising. My system every now and then gets a little sluggish in the afternoon, don't we all? Can't pour any coffee into it. That's my secret. I just pour coffee into me. It keeps me going at least until I can take a nap. But my computer, I don't know what there is. there's no place to pour coffee into it. I think I would be pretty upset if I did. So let me get you a confirmation number here, or at least it's kind of a very lengthy transaction ID for that that one payment there.
And so when do you guys start working on it?
So we're going to schedule your follow-up call. Looks like we are booked up for the rest of the day, but tomorrow, if you've got 25 or 30 minutes, we're going to do what we call a client interview. We're going to kind of pick your brain about the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want to be, for example, branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We will take care of all of that in a follow-up call.
Yes, I got a logo already.
Oh, you already do have a logo. Okay, perfect.
Yes, so I had to go to a website to see if they can help me build a business plan. And I got them building me a business plan right now, and it's through a freelance website, and they helping me with a business plan, and hopefully by the 29th, they'll have it completed for me.
Okay. Okay, so I do have a fairly lengthy transaction ID for you. If you like, I can email it out to you, or if you don't need it, it's okay with that. Okay,
yeah.
So we'll just email that out to you.
Because what I'm going to do is everything that I purchase, I have to put it on my taxes.
Got it. Yeah, of course. And you'll also be able to access your client dashboard for multiple reasons, not just to track your success, how many times you're popping up. You can also update content even directly through your client dashboard. You can upload photos there, request those content changes. Of course, you can continue to call us or email us for those changes. You can print out invoices for tax purposes and things like that.
I was gonna ask you, do you guys, Mr. Paul, do you guys have a CRM software?
you will be able to have 24/7 access to your client dashboard. You'll get a username and a password to access that. Now, the, that second payment, for the $99 to be exact, is that also a MasterCard or?
I think that's going to be a Visa card, but let me go get it real quick and I'll be right back. I'll be right back to go get it.
Yeah, sure, sure, no problem.
Okay, Mr. Paul, you there? You there, Mr. Paul?
Yes, yes, sir. I am here. That extra one is a Visa still?
This one is Visa, yeah.
Visa. And is the billing address the same, or is it the other one, the Pierce app?
It's going to be the Pierce.
The Pierce app. Okay. And this is the one that we're going to keep on file, so everything I put in right now will stay in the system. Of course, the card itself gets encrypted. It's just the last four that remains, and everything else gets X'd out.
Yeah, so this card, this I'm going to use until I get a business credit card.
Okay.
Oh, this is the one
that will keep on file until you get a business card. Now, as far as that goes, same thing, like like updating any photos or any additional content. You can either do that on your own through your tracking and reporting system. You can update the billing information on your own, or feel free to give us a quick call and we'll update that for you. But for now, this one will be the one that stays on file. You said it was a visa. If you want to go ahead and read that to me again at the very end, I'll read it back.
Yeah, just one second real quick, one more time.
Okay.
One more time. All right.
No problem.
Okay, can we change that card to a MasterCard?
Yeah, sure. But is this still the one you want to keep on file? We can always change it later.
Yeah, just the card that's going to be on file.
Okay.
The Visa card.
Okay, I gotcha. And this card, again, it's going to be the exact amount of $99. The other one went through for the 100, so the total is going to be $199. This will be for $99. If you want to go ahead and read that card. And
the card that I'm about to give you, I'm going to have to change this card to my card
You'll have access to your client dashboard in about 3 or 5 days when everything is already created for you. Then you'll be able to have a username and a password. After that time, you can go in there and update it on your own. If you want, you can call us even later, or I can even put in the new card information now before we get you off the phone. We're not going to process anything on that card, though, but it would be on file for next month. That's up to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be fine.
We can do that. And then what is this particular card? This is a one-time payment, then a $99.
Yes. And this was at the 103 Pierce Avenue.
And that is in Springdale, 72764. Okay. You want to go ahead and read that? To me, I'll repeat it at the end.
Okay, it's 5213.
Yes, sir.
3312.
Okay.
6681.
Yes, sir.
7700.
So I have got 5213, 3312, 6681, 7700.
That's correct.
Okay. And the expiration month and year on this one?
This is going to be 0327.
03 of 27, and then the last 3 digits on the back of that card.
This is going to be 011.
011. So I've got 011, March, or 03 of 2027, the expiration. Once again, the card 5213, 3312, 6681, 7700.
That's correct.
All right, let me update that and encrypt that information. Okay. And then again, I'll email you the transaction ID for that particular one. And then we'll take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call.
Okay.
All right. And then you're going to receive in about a minute here a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but I'll give you that information before I get you off the phone. Real quick, I have to zip through what's called a voice verification. It's required of us to have. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that I was able to get the friends and family rate approved, that it would only ever be the $199, that it won't go up, that we are even including a website, that the setup fee was waived. Now, although it's recorded. You can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Mr. McDaniel, it is, in all honesty, pretty straightforward, though. So give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Brandon, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
It's True Way Lawn Care Service, LLC.
Okay. So I've got it right now as True Way Lawn Care, LLC. You want me to add the service on there?
No, we'll leave it like that, the way you, the way we said it the first time. So
True Way Lawn Care, LLC. And just again, True Way, basically one word, meaning no space between True and Way, but both the T and the W are capitalized. So I've got that as True Way Lawn Care, LLC. And then, Brandon, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Brandon McDaniel, and I'm the owner and the CEO president.
Okay. And then, of course, as the owner, CEO and president of True Way Lawn Care, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
That is correct.
Of course.
I'm the only entity in this company for right now until I expand my
company. Gotcha. So you make, of course, all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information,
my lady, she helped me on the side too, you know. She gives her ideal and, you know.
Well, that's good. Yeah. And then, of course, for the billing information that we have on file, you are an authorized user of that account as well, right? Obviously.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Brandon, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the folks that need your services are able to see you, call you, reach you, and speak with you about that. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. Excuse me. In a timely fashion to phone calls, thank you, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Brandon, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we're already aware of PageHub that you'll likely cancel. The reason that we ask, though, is, of course, we are creating additional content for your business online. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information stays accurate. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, just if you do let us know. That's fair enough, right?
That is fair, yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit, which, again, stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll be creating that website for you. We will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, including where it is already listed. We will hide that address on the Google listing. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically as well, but if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all
and
of
you
the...
Did, and, you did, and you did say that if I get more certifications, it'll be free.
Correct, yes. So any additional content that needs to be added on our end, if it's a business phone number, if you want us to add additional services, the chemical services and things like that, that, fingers crossed, you'll be able to offer before the end of the season, starting in August. If you ever do get a brick-and-mortar location or something like that, I mean, we'll be able to update any of that content. There's never any additional cost for that. In fact, that's kind of addressed a little bit in this next part here. With all of the discounts that I was able to apply and with the additional discount that my supervisor approved, what is officially coded as the friends and family rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we actually waived for you, is being charged today, the 24th of May, in the very discounted total amount of $199.50. $199.00. Let me restate that. So it's being charged today in the exact amount of $199.00. Oh, I think a friends and family rate was what I was going to say. That is officially